The new Controller of Customs in Barbados, Owen Holder, has unveiled an ambitious program that he expects will see full automation of the processes within the Customs Department in another 2 years' time or so. More immediately, his consultant on the Asicuta World says they are pushing to get the new system running smoothly after weeks of delay that have evoked expressions of concern from both importers and exporters. Mr. Holder and members of his implementation team were facing several business people in a presentation before the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, which has itself said it's concerned about the impact of the delays. Asicuta consultant Fabian Joseph.
From what we have seen so far, I can guarantee you that by October 1st, which is the deadline that the Chamber of Commerce gave at the last engagement we had a few weeks ago, they gave us a specific instruction: try to get the system working by October 1st in a very smooth and effective way.
One casualty of the delay has been a major export of rum from Mount Gay, some 400,000 bottles. Mount Gay's customer service and warehousing manager, Lynthia Skeet.
Yes, I can confirm that the Mount Gay rum is on the seas, but we still have issues with our imported brands that we're trying to re-export. But we're satisfied with the support we've been getting from customs, so we hope that this will be rectified before the end of the week. I think the problem that we have currently is with the tariffs, and I think it's on their part, because we have been able to upload all of the information that we have, except for those items that there were issues with the tariffs. And that was not from our end.
The Controller of Customs explained what has caused the tariff problem that Mount Gay is complaining about.
We have implemented 2017 tariff. It required being updated to fit into a secure world. We have had a consultant looking at the tariff, and we recognize that there are a couple of issues with the tariff. Those issues, when we have recognized them, the adjustments are being made within the system, and I think that you highlighted one of those issues to me. So yes, especially what has happened is that we're moving from 2007 to 2017. Yeah? Yes. So we're skipping two tariffs in there. And what has happened is that you will find that in the 2017 tariff, there are some numbers that was not in 2009.
Yeah, correct, yes.
And persons are struggling to identify those numbers, I know. So those are the little issues, right? And there are other issues in terms of rates and that kind of thing that we are on top. So I convened a committee that to look at the tariff to see if we could better handle those new tariff numbers or whatever. And that committee reported back to me, so that information is now with the consultant. And we are comfortable that the issues in relation to the tariff will be minimized in short order.
But then there was this intervention from the floor.
Youssef Bulbulia from Supreme Distributors. We, at Supreme, we were importing a category of product, namely juices. And we learned yesterday that the import duties and the tariff headings on the products that we were importing for the last 2.5 years have now changed. And in some cases, where we were paying 20%, we're now paying 145%. We have Christmas around the corner, and some of these products we have ordered and are in place and are on the water. So we're just trying to figure out now, how on earth are we going to sell a product that we were selling at paying 20%, and we're now paying 145%, in some cases 125%, 100%. And these figures where you're going to now take the product out of the market. And I'm sure that there are similar agencies in the room that have similar issues. But that's what I want to ask, and I want to find out who we can go to address these issues, because I'm hoping that it is a mistake.
Just for clarity, right, you can get you and other persons who are probably having a similar problem to come and meet with us, so that we could establish what the issues are and look for the necessary solutions. Huh?
Controller of Customs in Barbados, Owen Holder. Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Aim for 10% of your income. But if this is not possible immediately, start at a manageable figure and work your way to the ideal. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagicor can help. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.